best among all the
musical instruments.
More than this, veena, this, all. So thank you for this. You.
Try to tell essence.
Not only one correction.
Yes. More louder, please.
Bhukam kroti vachanam pandavam kerti vipayam sattvipattam hamadhe shudhukin tayanam.
Oh, take your cloth from your head.
So I am prepared an offering on the Divine Appearance Day, whose Divine Grace actually, he has brought me in contact with my Duksha Guru. I remember this year in India, Srila Narayan Maharaj told us, we were in one village, and he told us that we should chant. My Srila Prabhupada also said we should chant like we're crying about a baby for its mother. And in this village, there was one child, 2 years old, its mother had passed away. I think her mother had passed away. So he said, we should chant like this child is remembering its mother and crying so much in separation. So I took initiation from Srila Prabhupada, but 2 years later, he left this world. And by the grace of Srila Narayan Maharaj, actually Srila Narayan Maharaj said when he first saw me in 1996 that I was like a dead man. So he is putting life back into this soul. I humbly submit this meek attempt to give some appreciation for the unlimited mercy of this divine grace, Om Vishnupat, Paramatsapaya Rajapachara, Sri Srimad Bhaktivinoda Narayan Maharaj is continuously showering upon the sheetsless soul on this most auspicious occasion of his divine appearance. I also thank him millions of times for the opportunity that he gives all of us who observe this divine occasion to remember and glorify our most merciful Guru Bhargava, and especially the relationship he is deepening with my Diksha Guru, Om Vishnupat, Paramatsapaya Rajapachara, Sri Srimad and I offer my respectful obeisances to His Divine Grace and to my Diksha Guru, Sri Prabhupada. And also our Rupanuga Guru Bhargava and Tridandi Swami present at this assembly.
More louder, please.
On this most holy occasion of the Divine Appearance Day of our beloved Gurudev, we have the great opportunity to reflect on the causeless mercy of the Lord to benedict this world with such divine personalities who embody the condensed, thick, and sweet mercy of Himself and His eternal Radhini Shakti, His beloved Srimati Radhika. I want to take this special occasion to publicly announce my deepest appreciation to His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, for picking me up from the filth of Kali's dungeons, which I was wallowing in due to my loss of faith, which manifested sometime after the departure of my Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. I will not go into the explanations for the deterioration of the mission of Srila Prabhupada, or to the casualties from the deviations of so many devotees and personalities in very high positions, only that I became weak from a lack of good, high sarasanga. Gurudev has told me that I was like a dead person when I first came to him. Gurudev, you have brought life to this dead person and revitalized me. I am forever indebted to you for this. I can only attempt to repay you by trying to be your ambassador and bring flowers to you in the form of persons eager to hear from the nectar of your lotus mouth in the form of Hare Katha. Sittam prasango mamaviri sambhido bhavantir karnam sayana katha. Tajoshrat ashravarvarvarvani shraddha bhaktir anupujanshati. In the association of Sudha Bhaktas, the recitation and discussions of my glorious pastimes and activities are pleasing both to the ear and to the heart. By cultivating knowledge in this way, one becomes established on the path of liberation and progressively attains Shraddha, then Bhava, and finally Prema Bhakti. I explained to you 3 years ago at Rajbalava Prabhu's house, I expressed my gratitude to you for illuminating intensely the readings of Srila Prabhupada's books and for your books that elucidate very specially those teachings for all of us who have great fortunes of coming in your Sangha. I told you that I was excited to reread all of these books, and you told me to remain in this association, and to hear in this association was more important to reading separately, and that I would hear everything and realize these teachings contained therein so much more. You are Bhakta Bhagavat, and your words pierce my ankara and anarthas and are the conclusions of the Bhagavatam. You pull and twist my ears and push and drag me towards the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna Juga, Seva. You are the sum total of all the demigods, Acharyamam Vidyanyam Mam Namayet the Karitut. You are the manifestation of all previous Acharya's mercy and are giving me their association and shelter. My dearest Gurudev, I did not have much fortune to get much of the personal association with my Gurudev, and you are giving me so much mercy to allow me to remain in your association. I know that I do not qualify for this, and my heart and being is filthy and decrepit. I pray from the core of my heart that you keep kicking me and to please just not kick me away. This human form of life is very rare, and it can award all the benefit of life. It is superior to all other forms of life, for having attained it, one could easily cross over the ocean of material existence. The human form of life is like a ship for crossing the material ocean, and the Guru is the captain and mercy of Krishna that is the favorable wind to carry the ship safely across. When it fails to make use of the human form of life, crossing the ocean of birth and death is the killer of the self. Please let me always remain under your navigation skill so I may achieve the sadhya of my sarana. Kuti sadhya vadet sadhya bhava sarana sarana vidha. Nitya siddha shabhava shaprakirtam yudhi sadhita. That bhakti was accomplished through the functional senses and by which bhakti is obtained is called sadhana bhakti. The manifesting of the nitya siddha bhava within the heart of the purified jiva is called sadhita. I pray to my Srila Prabhupada that he gives me the strength and intelligence to always serve you properly by preaching the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I pray to you that I may please my Srila Prabhupada by giving me the correct siddhanta and deep understanding of the six Goswami's teachings that will inundate this world and drown the fortunate souls who hear them.
Thank you, Lord.
In his words in his prayer aboard the Jaladuta en route to America in 1965, if it is your desire, and I so praise this much, if it is your desire, then please give me the words to convince them of your message. Let it pierce their hearts and change their ways. Let me dance, O Lord, may dance as you like. I could go on infinitely, but I only desire to be your servant, life after life. And then I reflect and say, well, I have to be honest, and sometimes I would like to please help you and save up your Swamini and her beloved brother Kanta. Humbly submitted, your insubordinate servant.
Thank you. Mirandasya Gyananjana Shlakya Chaturunmihitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyai Vacha Patitanam Pamanibhya Vaishnavidro Namo Mahabhadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratyase Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchidanandanamine Gaurasakti Sarupaya Rupanudaya. Try to come with me in Navadvip Dham. But I forget to give my pranam Pushpanjali in the lotus feet of my Paramaradhatam Gurudev Nittariya Pravishtam Vishnu Bhav Shishmad Bhakti Pragyan Kesavustanga. And same in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru, Sri Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami. So, try to come with me in Navadvip. I have glorified Navadvip. What is Navadvip? In that Godrum, Kunja, full of flowers. Oh, so many creepers, cuckoo birds and others. There was a kund, bhajan kuti. And in that bhajan kuti, there was a Pradyumna Kunja. The name of that bhajan kuti was Pradyumna Kunja. And Prem Das Babaji, Paramahansa Babaji, was doing bhajan there. Very lonely place. On the bank of Ganges. And Saraswati, that place. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written that. He was Siksha disciple of Pradyumna Brahmachari. Pradyumna Brahmachari. But he has not written the name of Diksha. Why? It was better that he had written the name of Diksha. But he has not written. Why? Because his Siksha Guru was more higher. Like Raghunath Das Goswami has Diksha Siksha Guru. But he is known as Swaruper Raghu. The Raghu of Swarup Damodar. Prominency is Swarup Damodar. Swarup Damodar is very high class Paramhansa and eternal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna conjugal like Lalita Sakhi or Vishakha.
Lalita.
So he is more powerful and his prominence is more than his Dikha Guru Jadunandana Acharya. So no harm if anyone knows like Swaruper Raghu. No. So here, he has not given the name of Diksha Guru, but he has given the Siksha Guru name. Pradyumna. Paramhans. Premdas was Paramhans Babaji. And Pradyumna is still Brahmachari. No, no. What is this? Who is higher? Brahmachari is higher or Paramahansa is in higher rank?
What kind of Brahmachari he became Guru of Paramahansa?
Huh? No harm. Nowadays all wants to be Paramahansa, Hari Brajaka and all these things. But he never wanted. Like all Goswami wanted to be, but Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur name, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, this name, of family life name, no harm. Even they are more than Paramahansa. So don't differentiate in this. If Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru are both in same level, we can honor them like same. But if anyone is more superior, we will have to give no respect. My Gurudev is Nitya Leela Pravishta Om Vishnu Parsi Samad Bhakti Pragyan Kesa Goswami. I think that my Siksha Guru is Rupa Goswami or Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Then I will have to give honor to Rupa Goswami. But first I will give honor to my Gurudev because he had dragged me from family life and he has supported me and nourished me and he has done so many. But even my Siksha Guru is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My Siksha Guru is Rupa Manjari. Then I will have to give more respect. No harm. But first do pranam if your Siksha Guru, Diksha Guru is high class of Vaishnava. And you feel so much indebted to him, then you must respect your Diksha Guru also. But in some cases, here he has given only the name of Diksha. Diksha Guru should be served like archa. Though it has been told, Guru Seva, Vishambeno Guru Seva. But we can make some offenses in this. When you will come on that level, then you can Vishambeno Guru Seva. Otherwise, you will have to give respect. And Siksha Guru, like own heart, equal. Anyone can joke. I used to joke with my Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, so much laughing together, sitting on the same seat. Why never sat on the same level with my Guruji? But sometimes he ordered me to sit and to serve on his own way or in chair, working so much things are done. But something, appellance, see, and respect. But Siksha Guru, joking so much and telling everything from our heart, nothing to heart. And he will give so much things about Radha and Krishna, which we cannot discuss with Siksha Guru sometimes. But if anyone is like that, he can do. But very rare. So he has given this name of Siksha Guru in Bhagavat Parampara. We should try to accept Bhagavat Parampara given by our acharyas. First who gave?
Kavikarna.
And then Baldevi Vidyabhushan. And then Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur gave it. Srila Prabhupada especially. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. So we should accept all that. Prem Das Babaji Maharaj was perfect in all Shastra, Veda, Upanishad, Puran, Brahma Sutra, Mahabharata, Ramayana and all epics. In Chaitanya Charitamrita and in the books of Goswami. Ujjwal Nilmani, Bhakti Rasami, Sinkwan, all those. Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Sarsangam, he was a learned person. But what he was doing? we should try to follow all. Then you can be a pure devotee. Daily, 2 lakhs harinam, without any fall. 2 lakhs. Not 1, 2, 3 rounds.
Hundred twenty-eight rounds.
And not only like that, following Shankhya Purubha Nam Gan Natibhi Kala Vashani Kato Nidra Har Vihara Kad Vijito Chatanta Dinau Chajau Radha Krishnam Gunesh Mate Madhuriman Deina Sambohito Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Jugau Sri Jiva. Following day, 2 lakhs harinam. And doing hours and hour dandat pranam like a stick fallen. To whom? All the associates of Krishna, Radha Krishna, all the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Vrindavan, Navadip Dham and Jagannath Puri. All, for all the pastimes, places of Vrindavan, Navadip Dham and Kshetra Mandal. Doing all. Hours and hours. And he used to go to Madhukari in Gopak Griha as Nandagram, thinking Nandagram there. What begging? Some milk? Only. Or some chapatis from them. Gops that don't take anything, eggs, meat, and all these things. Open the Shimdar here. Oh, doing this in the midday, he never talked any chatter patter. Never. He used to read, oh, Prem Bivalta. Not Bhagavat, not Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prem Bivalta. Of Jagadananda. Full of rush, containing every line of rush. If saturated, rush and rush coming. And weeping bitterly. Tears in his ears. Ears. And Romancha, hair standing. So many Vaishnavas used to come to here. And in this Prem Vibhat, he used to explain Srimad Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita and everything, Bhramar Gita, Gopi Gita and everything. And all used to hear. One day, at 3 p.m. in evening, 3 p.m. in evening, he has completed his rounds of chanting. And he was reading Chaitanya, a Prem Vibhata. And he was drinking in the ocean of bhav, Prem. And love and affection. And in the same time, a sannyasi came and fell flat in the lotus feet of that Paramahansa Babaji, Premdas. He was sannyasi, ekdandi sannyasi. There are two kinds of sannyasi, ekdandi and
tridandi.
We are tridandi or parampara. And he was in Ekdandi of Sankar Sampradaya Mayavadi. That Brahm is one. And we Tridandi, by mind, by senses, and by
words.
words. We'll control all these things and we will engage all in the service of Krishna. And accepting Shakti, Shaktiman and souls. Shakti Radhika with Krishna, both and one word, all the souls in them. Like clinging. Everything is there, like the sea. So we are pretending. And they, all are Brahma. So they take one brand. Later on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu vocated Nityananda Prabhu and made it in three
pieces.
And gave it to the river, Dandabhanga. Where Jagadish Pandit is living there. Dandabhanga. So, Nityananda Dhan, don't take one danda. Take
three
danda. And no need of carrying the load of that dand for Mahaprabhu. No need for Mahaprabhu. For us, it is necessary to take. So that Babaji came. He was in. Babaji was not in sense. He was totally engaged in mode of serving Radha and Krishna or Mahaprabhu.
He was in Antardasa.
And he was in
Antardasa
means?
Samadhi in trance.
Light Samadhi. He could not see that. A sannyasi has fallen down like a stick in his lotus feet. He was weeping, Babaji. Ha Chaitanya, Ha Nityananda. He saw that, he is sannyasi. Of very high class of sannyasi, ek dandi. He is doing pranam, then he began to do pranam like him. He also.
Shastang
pranam. Ha Nityananda, Ha Chaitanya. You should sprinkle your mercy to me. And he began to weep. Then sannyasi, holding his hand, told, I'm so
fallen,
full of so many honors. Why you are telling like so? And cheating me, don't cheat. After that, sannyasi took the feet dust of Babaji Maharaj. And Babaji Maharaj gave a asan. What kind of asan? Not like this. He cannot accept. What?
Banana skin.
Banana leaves. He was sitting himself like this and he gave a asana. And he told that, Sannyasi Thakur, what service can I do to you? And what Sannyasi told? I'm very unfortunate. When a sister should go to his Gurudev to take initiation, he should behave like this. How Sannyasi behaved his Gurudev? Anyone can control this boys strictly. And they can come here if. He's telling, folding his hands. I am a very high class of sannyasi, ekadandi. Average, very thoroughly, Sankhya, Patanjal, Nyaya, Vaisheshi, Uttarmimansa, Puru, Sardarshan. What is Sardarshan? Philosophy. In India, there are six kinds of philosophy. And these are these. He was perfect in all. Speaking always in Sanskrit. And he has read even Brahma Sutra, Purvimansa means Brahma Sutra, Upanishad, Vedanta Shastra. And I was in Kashi, Varanasi. And I have wasted my so much time in tarka and vitarka.
Logic
explained. Arguing. Brahmi nirvishesh. All are Brahma. We are all pratibimba of that Brahma. And in the end we will mix in Brahma. And we will be Brahma. By logic I used to prove it. Oh, 12 years before I took sannyas from Sachidananda Saraswati. I took sannyas. And roaming in all
pilgrimage places.
Holy places of holy India. Especially in that south. Especially in north of India. What? Badrikashram and Kedarnath. In south, Kumari,
Kanyakumari.
And all this. In Dwarka, in west, and in Jagannathpuri, and here and there. And I discussed and defeated all. Those who came to me, I defeated all. Kutichak, Bahuda, Hans, I have passed three. What is Kutichak? To be a place. After that, giving up that kuti, roaming here and there, taking water of so many countries and places. And then Hansa. Hansa, you know, there is a Hans state, Lakshman. He can take milk and give up water. If you mix water and milk, oh, what is the meaning? This avastha, that this is worldly things, and what is transcendental, they can differentiate atma and anatma tattva. So I did. I know what is atma and what is this body. This world is like false. But soul is there, and soul is Brahma. I practiced it. Then, Varanaschatra, Aham Brahmasmi, Pragyanam Brahma, Tattvamasi. The four principal words of Vedas. I practiced it also. Tattvamasi, or Tattva. Aham Brahmasmi. I am same as Brahma. All are Brahma. I finished all these things, but I was not happy. I passed so many stages, but even I was not happy. Like Vyas Dev.
He became Paramahamsa.
He became?
He was not happy.
But he was not happy. Vyasi was the father of Paramahamsa. Understand? Forefather of Paramahamsa. Himself Narayan. But he was not satisfied what he had done. He did more than that. He practiced his literature. Who? Vyasdev. But even Vyasdev was not satisfied what he did. How he can? So he was not satisfied. He was lamenting for that, why not? I am not happy. And one day he saw that a Vaishnava came there. And he was loudly singing Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. And he was weeping bitterly and rolling down on the earth, ground. I saw him, that his eyes were full of tears and hair standing, weeping bitterly and rolling down he was going. Sometimes rolling down and sometimes standing but falling down. I heard, and I cannot say, I cannot explain. I became so happy for a moment. In 12 years, I practiced Ambrahmasmi, but I never felt what I felt today in a moment. Very happy. I cannot explain. Oh, I cannot explain to you all how happy I became. Oh, at that time, my hairs were standing. Tears also came. I wanted to go and to fall down in his lotus feet. But because I thought that I am Paramahansa, why should I go there? False ego was there. I could not go. And could not respect him. He went on and he disappeared when he went. Now he is telling, oh, fie on me. Fie on my Paramahansa father. Why I could not go and take his feet dust? Now he began to search him. Where is that Vaishnava is? If for a moment I am so happy and bhav came, then how he will be? So I should go. Like Vyas went to Narada Rishi. And he told him how to have this happiness. So I began to search, but I could not find. I left Kashi, Varanasi. I thought that this class of Vaishnavas are in, it may be in Vrindavan or Navadvip anywhere. So I must go to Vrindavan. Went to Vrindavan. And door to door, to bhajan kuti, to other bhajan kuti, on the bank of Yamuna, on the lotus feet of Govardhan here, Radha Kundasyam, I
searched everywhere.
But I could not find him. By roaming these places, what became? More Sukriti came. By passing through all high class of places, place pastimes of Krishna and seeing the Vaishnavas there singing, dancing, hearing Harikatha in classes, Bhagavatam here and there, like you have seen Vrindavan. How many temples are there? More than houses there. Everywhere. What? Everywhere Yamuna. All are singing. What? Even birds, cuckoo birds and all. What? Radhe, Radhe. Even
watchmen.
Watchmen's here and there in the night. Oh, Radhe, Radhe. All the bumblebees. Oh, Radhe, Radhe. All the creepers and trees. Radhe, Radhe. He went there.
and something came in his heart. The Vaishnava told, you can have the darshan of Vaishnava like this, or you should go to
Navadvipa.
Here I came and went everywhere in the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, here and there. And they all directed me to you. And today I have taken your darshan. And he began to weep. This is the work, process of going to a Gurudev. Then he can have a real Guru. Krishna can send him. So Krishna sent him to a real Guru. And if you want to discuss in your mind and to think that I can select my Guru, oh, you cannot. So if you want to have a Guru, Siksha Guru, Bhagavat Guru like this, in Bhagavat Parampara, you should pray to Krishna and try to follow like this. I think that Prem Das Baba is none than different than Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur not less than that. Perhaps he is telling all these things of his life in this so many realizations. Then I left Varanasi and came to Vrindavan Dham. Oh, they are all weeping. Why weeping? Oh, they are for Rupa Goswami, feeling separation. For Sanatana, oh Rupa, oh Sanatana. Bande Rupa Sanatana, Raghuja Gaurshi Ji. They are all weeping. They are all weeping. They are taking the entrance, the pastimes, sweet pastimes of Krishna, and taking the name of Sachinandan Gaurhari, Patipavan Nityananda Prabhu, all weeping there. Then I did parikrama, 84 crores, Brajmandal parikrama, which we do. 84 crores, and a whole Brajmandal parikrama. He did. He went to all the places. And then he has come to Mayapur. Oh, I heard your glorification and come to you. I have given my everything in your lotus feet. You are free to use me in your service. Anyhow. And he feels flat. Oh, hearing this. Oh, this is the process. If you want eternal Guru, eternal, you want to have eternal relationship with Krishna and Radhika and with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu, you will have to follow this. And these kinds of devotees, they cannot be weak. They cannot fall down. No lust come. Cannot come. No desire, worldly desire will come, touch them. So try to be. Those who are in doubt, those who are weak, they should follow this line. Don't try to have so many desires. Give up all desires. Today, this time, with a vow that I have given up all these things. I want to serve totally to Radha and Krishna. Yes. A kirtan? Who will do? Oh, you can. Gauranga Bolita. When he gave this whole
Parichay.
Identification.
Then Babaji Maharaj began to weep and took a straw in his face. That I am like that, Trinathati Sunish. O Sannyasi Thakur, I am apadat. I am so much unfortunate. Very unfortunate. Only I have wasted my time in
filling my belly.
And talking chatter and chatter with others. Pachacha. Oh, it is true that I am living in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu past and place. But I have not realized what is Krishna Prem. You know, na prema grandhosti darati me haurau kram dhamni saubhagya bharam prakashitam pansi vilasyananan avalokanan vina vibhartyat pran patan gram. Who is telling? Srimati Radhika herself is telling, I have no Krishna prem. Even not a smell of Krishna prem. Sometimes I weep. I know I weep. But why? To show that I have so much love and affection for Krishna. If I had really love and affection for Krishna, then still now I have not taken darshan him and I am alive. Really, the fishes have so much love and affection for water. And they, if they are taken out of water, what they do?
And
in one, two moment they will die. But still I am not dying. Why I am not dying? Because my heart is made of thunderbolt. So no Krishna. So this, like this, Babaji Maharaj began to tell. Though I am in a very high class of past and places of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but I don't know what is praying. But I saw, and you told, from one moment you felt that love and affection for one moment by seeing a Vaishnava. But I had not realized this. And telling this, he began to weep loudly and he embraced Sannyasi Maharaj. Oh, seeing this, of that Sannyasi Thakur began to weep loudly and so much
tears.
And more feeling came than he saw it for a moment in Kashi Varanasi. Now he felt so much love and affection for us. He had standing in everything. And then he felt and realized that, oh, he is more than that Vaishnava. Now he realized. In Brihad Bhagavatamrita we have seen that a Brahmin, a Gop boy of Govardhan, he was also in cow herding and he heard a voice. Whether that voice was beeping or singing, he could not decide. And he began to search him. And he saw in the midst of a very thick, dense
grove.
A Vaishnava weeping bitterly. He was not singing, he was
weeping.
Radhe, Radhe, Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai. Jai Jai Radha
Ramana Hari Go. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari
Go. After this, he surrendered himself in the lotus feet of Prem Das Babaji Maharaj. He surrendered himself and told, "Ei dehami samarpilam tumare mor." I have surrendered my everything in your lotus feet. So please be happy, please be merciful to me. I am your eternal servant. A disciple, a person who wants to be disciple, he should be like that. If he is grihastha, like grihastha, and if he is any renounced person, or like him. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya, and he met with Ishwar Puripada. Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself told this thing. Oh, I have surrendered by you this life, this body and everything. Now, you should do what is better for me. Now I am not mine, I am yours. And not by word. What?
By mind and soul.
Don't sleep and don't sit like this or stay forward. Give up your own.
We are not in prayer.
So, if you go like this, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, like he, to his Gurudev, then anyone cannot cheat you. And Krishna arranged that you will go to very bona fide Guru. Otherwise Krishna will also cheat. Oh, he has some worldly desires. And let him send to a bogus Guru, third class. Cheating Baj Guru. Cheating Baj, you know?
Cheating the great.
Like this. And that is why all try and they select once and by their intelligent, but they fell. They fell in the trap of bogus Guru. And those who surrender first to Krishna and tell, "Oh Krishna, I have surrendered," then Krishna will arrange. So this is arranged by Krishna. Because he is Chaitya Guru. Krishna is Chaitya Guru. Always you should try to know that you cannot cheat Krishna. He is always in your heart. He knows everything that you even don't know. So how can you cheat? You cheat yourself, not to Krishna and Guru and Vaishnava. We should not try to hide anything from Gurudev. Don't think Gurudev mortal. But Gurudev should be in a standard.
Bona fide Guru.
Himself surrendered to his Gurudev and Radha and Krishna and Mahaprabhu Nityananda. Then Sannyasi Thakur told that, "Oh, I wish that you should be with me here in my ashram and I want to associate you." Then what told that Sannyasi Thakur, "Oh, I have surrendered myself. Not only for 2, 3, 4 days or 1 year, 2 years, for my whole life I have surrendered you. I am your servant." And then he used to be with him. We should try to fall like this. And that very soon, oh, Krishna mercy will come, Guru mercy will come, Parampara mercy will come. And you will be high class of a pure Vaishnava. We have not come to enjoy in this world. Sex enjoyment we have done, oh, in past lakhs and lakhs, but so much, but not satisfied. So we will not satisfy, whether male or female. Don't go towards there. If you are married, oh, both should serve Krishna. If you are not married, then don't marry and be like this. If you cannot do, oh, then with one devotee you can. with one husband, or also they are brahmachari. No harm. But try to be like that and follow all the instructions. Go Praman.
Hari.
Hari.
Were you saying that Premdas Babaji is the same person as Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, or just that they have the same qualities?
Oh, quality? You can know. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is like that himself. He is not less than that Premdas.
You said that Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he's speaking of Premdas Babaji Maharaj like if it's Bhakti Vinod Srila Bhakti Vinod
Thakur's
experience.
So many realizations of his life.
You once said that everything he has written, he has realized.
Yes.
Himself.
What he has written, with full realization he has. He has infested his all these things in his each word in Jagadha.
He's saying like if it's like Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur in his own life, he was in that position of prayer.
Yes, 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 like that.
वो तो था, लेकिन इनके मन में एक भावना ये भी आ रही है कि जो पात्र भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर के लिए ये उनके हृदय की एक कल्पना है जो कि
no, this is not kalpana.
Not imagination.
Like Vyasadeva has written Srimad Bhagavat. No imagination possible. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, anything Krishna Das Goswami has written which is not real, all his associate, everything is all right. So this is all right.
What he has seen in his trance, yes.
Also, Sanatan Goswami has written in this
style.
Is this type as a discussion? Brihad Bhagavatam. Oh. Any patra of that is not false.
Correct.
Oh. Okay. Understand?
Yeah, but what he's asking is, it's real, but is that Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur himself who was in that position of Premdas
Babaji?
What he has written, Malli, you should know. That it was full of realization. Only this. Whether he was that person or that person, don't try to discover. Or you should pray Bhakti Vinod Thakur. You should, O Bhakti Vinodaya Swaha, and it will come.
A Hamsa and a Paramahamsa.
Hamsa can differentiate and can take
milk out of the mixture of water and milk.
But a Paramahamsa, oh, he sings every word that milk, 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 milk.
Only milk.
Only milk. Nothing, no water at all. If water he can make it, pure milk. This is Paramahamsa. Oh, Mahamantra. Mahamantra.
For the candidate. The devotees who requested us before for initiation.
Thus ends the class on the evening of the 14th of February 2002 in Moongalamba, Australia. Hare Krishna.